This is Elite Insights on Elite Achievement, a short episode to help you lead with clarity and execute as your firm grows. Let's start here. When people talk about building and scaling a firm, the conversation usually centers around strategy, growth, hiring, and execution. But there's another conversation that needs to be had, and it's one we don't talk about enough. What building and scaling a firm feels like emotionally. The emotional side of leadership becomes more intense once your success starts depending on other people. When your success is no longer tied to your effort alone, outcomes become less controllable, and the growth of the business is impacted by other people's decisions, confidence, consistency, and development. I work with a lot of leaders in financial services who are responsible for recruiting, developing, and leading advisors, and I've seen how emotionally difficult it can be to build a firm through other people. This is especially true for successful producers stepping into leadership, whether that's someone taking on a formal leadership role like a managing director within a broker-dealer or an RIA founder growing an individual practice into a larger firm. Their success is no longer dependent on their effort alone. Success becomes dependent on their ability to influence, develop, and lead other people. That's a completely different emotional experience than individual production. As a producer, they know how to win because there's usually a direct relationship between effort, execution, and results. If they increase activity and follow through consistently, they can usually create momentum and drive results. But when you start working through other people, leadership starts to feel emotionally different because your effort no longer guarantees the outcome. You can coach someone and they still don't execute. You can invest time into developing someone and they may leave the business. Or you can communicate expectations clearly and still not get the performance you hoped for. When you step into leadership, disappointment becomes part of the process. People are unpredictable. Some will surprise you and exceed expectations, while the person you thought would be the best new advisor might be the one who struggles the most. I remember experiencing this myself when I was recruiting and coaching advisors. You recruit someone because you see a ton of potential in them, and then you spend a significant amount of time trying to help them grow through coaching conversations, encouragement, accountability, and support. And when someone struggles more than expected or decides to leave the business, that disappointment hits differently because you genuinely cared about helping that person succeed. You invested time, energy, and belief into their growth. And for highly successful producers, those moments can challenge confidence in ways they didn't expect. As a producer, they're used to feeling highly effective because they know how to create results through their own execution. But being great at production doesn't automatically mean someone is going to be great at leadership. I've watched strong producers step into leadership and underestimate how different it feels to influence, develop, and lead other people instead of doing the work themselves. That can create self-doubt, frustration, and moments where they start questioning whether they're actually good at leadership. And I think that's why resilience becomes so important in leadership, because becoming a strong leader takes time, and a lot of people underestimate how frustrating that can feel at first. Some of the best leaders I work with still experience disappointment, frustration, uncertainty, and setbacks. The difference is they don't allow those moments to completely change the way they lead. They continue recruiting, developing people, and building toward their vision, even when things aren't unfolding exactly the way they hoped. At some point, as you scale a firm, your success becomes dependent on your ability to influence, develop, and lead other people. People will struggle, some will leave the firm, and leadership may not feel as natural as production once did. That's why developing a resilient mindset becomes so important, because leaders still have a responsibility to continue showing up, developing people, and leading well despite the emotions they may be experiencing. This is one of the reasons I'm excited for next week's conversation with John O'Leary. If you're not familiar with John's story, it's a remarkable example of resilience, perspective, and the ability to move forward despite adversity. He was severely burned as a 9-year-old boy in an accident doctors didn't believe he would survive. Today, he's a best-selling author, speaker, and the inspiration behind the feature film Soul on Fire. While his story is not directly about building a financial services firm, I think the mindset lessons are incredibly relevant for leaders. Leadership requires emotional resilience, and John's story is such a powerful example of resilience and the ability to continue moving forward despite disappointment and difficulty. All of us will face adversity, disappointment, uncertainty, setbacks, and moments where things become harder than expected. What matters is how we respond in those moments. I appreciate you listening and investing the time to grow as a leader. Follow Elite Achievement for more conversations on leadership and building a firm.